If you're a good detective, you should be able to solve today's geoquiz quickly. First clue, there are footprints leading right up to the spot. 130 million-year-old fossilized dinosaur footprints. They're in a northern region of Western Australia that looks out to the Indian Ocean. We've posted photos of those fossilized dino tracks at theworld.org. The photos, and now the answer, come courtesy of Australian paleontologist Steve Salisbury.
This area, it's in the Kimberley region of Western Australia. There's not really anywhere in the world that has tracks occurring over such an extent. One of the real threats is that there's a proposal to build a gas or natural gas processing plant on the coast, right in the middle of the area where these trackways occur. And that'll result in the destruction of some of the tracks.
Well, we'll talk more in a sec about this natural gas project. But first, tell us, what do these footprints look like, and what were the dinosaurs that left these fossilized prints in the dirt there?
Estimates at the moment is that we've got at least 15 different types of dinosaurs represented in these prints. So there are a lot of prints that come from sauropods, the big plant-eating dinosaurs with long necks and long tails. Mm. There are prints from theropod, so the meat-eating dinosaurs. And we even have a number of prints that come from four-legged or quadrupedal plant-eating dinosaurs, and some of them have been thought to be perhaps armored dinosaurs or even stegosaurs. The diversity is quite staggering. You don't usually get that many types of dinosaurs represented in trackways.
What do the biggest of the footprints of these dinosaurs look like?
Yeah, well, some of these sauropod prints are absolutely enormous. I mean, they're about 5 feet across.
Wow.
We believe they're coming from animals that are, you know, in excess of about 35 meters, 100 feet. Yeah, so enormous. And perhaps some of the biggest animals to have ever walked the earth.
Wow. In your opinion, how would the current plan to develop offshore natural gas fields disrupt this prehistoric site?
Well, the area where the gas hub is proposed to go ahead is at James Price Point in the northern part of the region where the prints occur. If that goes ahead, prints at James Price Point will be destroyed. There's no question about that. But bigger concern is that, you know, there are large jetties and there's a lot of sand dredging that needs to occur. It's quite a substantial structure that's been proposed. There's a worry that this is going to result in a shift in sands as a result of longshore currents. And because a lot of the prints occur in the intertidal zone, so they're right down there in
the
surf.
As you said, they're very near the water then.
Yes, yeah, so a lot of them you can only get to them at low tide. So if there's a lot of sand being moved around, prints that are a long way from James Price Point could all of a sudden become buried. We don't really know. I don't think it's worth risking it.
Do you get the feeling that local planners and the folks supporting the gas exploration and development project are willing to work with scientists to avoid messing up the dinosaur footprints?
I hope so, because this is a really significant part of Australia's natural heritage. So I think it would be a shame for, you know, if anything does have to go ahead, for there not to be any sort of measures put in place to, you know, possibly try and protect the prints and at the very least properly document them before anything does happen.
What do you say to people who may say to you, oh, this is just a little problem for paleontologists, there are plenty of fossilized dinosaur tracks around the world?
There's nothing like this coastline. I mean, the sheer number of prints and the information we can get from those about dinosaur behavior and dinosaur movement is probably unmatched. So very important area for gaining an understanding about dinosaurs. And I think, you know, you've literally got thousands of prints preserved over an area that's, you know, about 50 miles. If they're gone, they're gone. You know, they've been there for 130 million years, and it would just be such a shame to have them disappear, you know, literally overnight.
Dr. Steve Salisbury, a paleontologist at the University of Queensland in Australia, helping us answer our geoquiz today, which was the region of Kimberley along the western coast of Australia. Steve Salisbury, thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.
And we've got winners in our GeoQuiz texting game today. Great job, Arun in Minnesota, Jeff in Oregon, and Christine in Florida. You guessed or knew that Kimberley was the answer. You can play the game too. Just text GeoQuiz to 69866. This is PRI, Public Radio International.